Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. MIDI offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, MIDI.com.
It's better over here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
You know what that reminded me of, Donnie, when I listened to it the first time and saw the clip, was when he talks about the people within baseball saying he's got to earn it more. Like, come on, don't just hand this to him. It's an exhibition game that's supposed to be for the fans and it's supposed to be entertaining. And Skeens himself, like, talked about being a big fan of the All-Star game growing up. Like, that's like the one time if you're an Anaheim Angels fan, you got to see Mike Trout get some flowers because they were never doing anything in the playoffs while they had the best player in the sport. It's not quite as unique as it was before interleague play and everything else, but it's an entertainment product at the end of the day. It reminded me, hearing those guys be cited by pass and those insiders within the sport say he needs to prove himself more, he shouldn't just be handed this, with like any NHL old school guy, right? Oh no, headshots and all this fighting and the fact that any star player could at a moment's notice be taken out by a ham and egg type of player, and that ham and egg type of player is actually good for the league and that's what we want. It reminded me of the people that adhere to that rigid kind of ideology with the NHL. Come on. The whole goal here should be to do one thing. Two things. Get as many eyeballs on the All-Star game at the outset as you can and create the most favorable conditions for something cool to happen at the All-Star game. Do you know what would be cool? Inning one, Paul Skeens in Arlington, visiting pitcher. Bottom of the first inning, starts the game. Oh, no, he's only got 10 starts. Nate, would you rather have Ranger Suarez or Paul Skeens starting a do-or-die game right now? I know who I'd pick. Donnie?
I'm going with Skeens.
Suarez is great. I'd go with Skeens. Especially if I can go like 7, 8, 9 with somebody else. If I get 6 innings of Skeens, I feel really good. Suarez, you never know. He could get touched up. He's been awesome, but whatever. Be nice for baseball if they had, I don't know, Paul Skeens and Aaron Judge squaring off. Paul Skeens and who's the guy in the Orioles I already hate because he's so good? Gunnar Henderson?
Gunnar Henderson.
Be nice if you could have Paul Skeens going against those guys. Chris Sale, Ranger Suarez. Come on. Chris Sale's human Gumby. I'm very happy for Chris Sale that Chris Sale is, you know, on the comeback trail in his career and he's overcome arm problems and everything else. But if you're baseball, you should be trying to get Paul Skeens in front of as many eyeballs as you can, as early in that game as you can, and let him do his thing, even if it's for one inning. Guarantee that your best hitter, best power hitter in the American League, goes up against probably the guy who's going to be the best pitcher in the NL, barring any injury issues, for the next 5 years at least, I would think. I mean, that's how good Skeens appears to be. He's also the betting favorite to win Rookie of the Year now. So, like, are you really... If that's what the odds makers think his career will turn into the rest of this year, are you really giving it to an undeserving guy if he's probably going to win the Rookie of the Year the way things are going? And what's he going to finish in the Cy Young voting if he starts... Let's spitball and do the math here, Donnie. He's done 10 starts, so he missed, what, 5 at the big league level?
Yeah.
So if 30 is sort of your typical benchmark for a workhorse, maybe somebody gets 32, 33 in a year, but 30 is that magic number. He's going to get, what, 23 starts probably?
Yeah, somewhere in the mid-20s.
He'll throw, if they have their druthers, 150 or so innings. If he is a dominant starting pitcher who throws 150 innings and goes win-loss, I don't care, but if his ERA stays down near 2, and he goes something like, I'm just going to spitball here, 17-1 in 22 starts with a 2 ERA, he should win the Cy Young, period. I don't care what Ranger Suarez does.
He'll be
does.
Among the finalists at the very least.
Right, so to the correct, to the previous point, if the guy is the betting favorite to win Rookie of the Year, and if he duplicates his first half and his second half with just a few more starts and innings and everything else looks the same, he's going to be a top 5 Cy Young guy. Explain to me in what universe that player would not deserve retroactively to have been the starter in the All-Star game. And again, that's actually like making a case like almost you would in a courtroom for the guy. The real case with a sport like baseball, same as hockey, is like get somebody who's got common sense percolating in that brain of theirs and just say, what do people want to see outside of Philadelphia fans? Ranger Suarez or this dude? Who also, by the way, has a girlfriend famous enough that on her, like, did you see this, by the way? So she, like, surprised him with, like, balloons and champagne. Yeah. They made the All-Star game. Her thing was at the start, my boyfriend made the All-Star game. They just, my boyfriend. Like, her followers don't even know who he is other than that he plays baseball. That's how much of a non-factor he is compared to his girlfriend, who, all due respect to her, is ultimately, I don't think, as good at what she does, because I don't think she's an Olympian, which would be
no,
like your truest measure.
She actually announced
she's
back
to LSU for a fifth year. Yeah. I don't even think it's mean to her. She's one of the best gymnasts in the country, but there's only so many spots on an Olympic team. He appears to be poised to be much better at what he does than almost anybody is at what they do. But he's still on her socials as my boyfriend, because a lot of her followers probably just are like, oh yeah, that's Livy Dunn's boyfriend. Get him out in front of eyeballs. Blair Paul Skeens, like it's an episode of WWE Raw. Put the Chiron beneath him.
Maybe some pyro.
Sure, give him some pyro like he's Goldberg. Give him the Goldberg entrance. I don't care. Have a cameraman walk out right ahead of him. Have him flex and do a couple fist pumps on the mat. Whatever.
He hits his head off the clubhouse door.
You know, I just watched the two matches he did on the Nitro where they put the strap on him. Why did they waste that on a random Monday night? That should have been the headliner of Starrcade.
You mean when he beat Hogan?
He had to beat Hall first, then he beat Hogan. Heenan sounds like he's going to have a coronary during the Hogan match. Finish him! Finish him!
Carl Malone makes a special appearance
Yeah,
there.
Malone hits the diamond cutter. Yeah.
I actually think there's a way that they can have the best of both worlds here. I mean, if there is, I mean, not that the pushback should really matter, but as you heard Passan say in that clip, like, well, this isn't really the agreed upon thought around the league of him starting the game.
Passan,
for the
by
National
the way,
league.
Thinks he should.
Oh, Passan loves
Passan's
him.
A
I don't,
huge.
I don't know if there's a bigger. I don't know if Pony's a bigger fan Passan of Paul Skeens than what Jeff Passan
is. We have another
is.
Clip of Passan from earlier, like, imploring Torey Lovullo, who's the NL manager, to start him, like begging him to do it.
I mean, Passan said after like 4 of his starts that he would start him in a game 7 over like any pitcher in baseball.
I mean, he's virtually unhittable when he's on. Like, then I think the one critique I've heard of him is sometimes his fastball, they can catch up and at least put contact on it. Oh, well, he'll just throw one of his 18 other pitches to get you out.
But I think you get him into the game early. Maybe you don't start him, but you get him in the third or fourth inning, that second time around. for the American League, because normally the batters, the guys that start in the lineup, they're going to go probably twice through before they get replaced. And you know a pitcher is only going to go maybe two innings to start the game, and then inning after inning after inning, they're forward. You keep some eyeballs on the game because you have people thinking, when is this guy going to get in? When is this guy going to get in? You have to wait a little bit, but not too long. Third or fourth inning, bring the big fella out there. You have Soto and Judge and Henderson, whatever their batting order will look like, coming up for the American
League. God, if you could set it up that you get him one time through against, like, definitively, you get it. Well, because I don't know what their batting order is going to look like, but those three could easily be 1, 2, and 3. I still would probably do it at the start of the game, but if you could tease at it like it's going to happen in the third inning or something like that, and he's going to get those guys, hopefully, their next time through, or I guess the fourth inning maybe if they were the 1, 2, and 3 hitters, that would be something. That has margin for error there. Not margin for error. That has, like, things could go wrong. I'd still start him. Because I think it says more, like, we understand what this game is as a league, and we understand what it's supposed to be. That's what that would tell me. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.